Intervju Radija Študent.
25. maja bo v okviru dogodka ob 29. obletnici kluba K4 med drugimi nastopil berlinski trojec ali še raje tehno boy band Fjak. Ta je na svoje analogne tehno manevre opozoril že leta 2012, ko je objavil svojo prvo ploščo, pomembna prelomnica pa se mu je zgodila dve leti pozneje, ko ga je pod okrilje svoje založbe 50 Weapons povabil kultni elektronski dvojec Mode Selector. Fjak so od takrat ena priljubljenejših stalnic na evropski klubski sceni, 25. maja pa bomo zasedbo prvi slišali tudi pri nas. Ob tej priložnosti smo Fjak poklicali v Berlin ter Felixa in Kevina povprašali o njihovih skupnih začetkih, berlinski sceni, sodelovanju z Mode Selector in še čem. Preden slišimo posnetek pogovora, bomo z njihovega lanskega istoimenskega albuma poslušali komad 16 Levels.
We'll be right back. Yeah, you said you're back in Berlin. Is Berlin where you play most often?
No, like usually we play more other countries around Europe because Germany and especially Berlin is a little bit of difficult for us because we just don't want to make bad parties. We want to have good parties with a very good vibe. And you can't do this every month. So we play a few times at Bergen, which is very important for us because we really love this club. And we do like another 3, maximum 4 parties in a club called Ohm, like OHM. Mm-hmm. It's like another part of Tresor, like a small thing next to it, like 50 meters behind the entrance of Tresor.
How different is your set when you play in Bergen or in Ohm?
I mean, as we play live, it's always very different and mostly got the influence from the audience because the people have like kind of a mood and we feel this in the very first second without even wanting it. You know, it just happens. There's kind of a connection, and I think this is something that really should be between the artist and the audience.
Right.
And this is I mean, of course, we play different in backhand than we would play on an open air. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah.
It's like just like a very very big room with a great sound system, and most of the times the crowd will be really into it. You know, and will know a lot about music. You know, and then when you play maybe for example on an open air and the sun is shining and it's like 15 o'clock. You know, then. It won't be that hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. You know, when you play in clubs, what type of vibe are people into nowadays? Is it more harsher industrial sound, thumping techno, or are they
elegant? I would say that right now people really like it when it gets very intense. I mean, that doesn't mean that it has to be hard or dark. It can be also like very happy or very, but it should be, it should say something, you know, it shouldn't be. I mean, there was like a very, very big hype for deep house and tech house like a few years ago, like 5 years ago. But right now, there's like the dark techno and the ravey warehouse sound and like the more aggressive and progressive sound is getting more and more interesting to the people. I mean, we're just lucky that people change like this and really like it because. We are like big fans of this kind of music.
I was just about to ask, you know, how do you like this like rave renaissance that is happening lately? Were you ever into that stuff from the, let's say, mid or early 90s?
As the oldest of us is born 91, visited all the shit in the past. You know what I mean? I mean, it never really happened to us in real life. You know, I can tell you what happened between like. 2005, 2006 to now, because this is the time when I was really able to think about it, you know. And I think in the beginning years I wasn't, you know, because we just so flashed by everything. And like I was thinking about kick drums like for months, you know, like for years maybe. And it's just like a small part of a single track. So it's hard to answer.
I read somewhere that apparently. When you started playing together, all three of you, you weren't even into like hardcore electronic music. And I'm wondering nowadays, do you have time or interest to look back and discover some music from the past?
Of course. Like it just happened that a few weeks ago, we just opened up some very old projects from around 2010, 2011-ish, like around this time. Uh-huh. And yeah, we were really laughing hard about some crap stuff, but there was a lot of good ideas. I mean, music is still music, you know. I mean, the production thing is another thing, but at the end, you can write a very, very good melody in the very first moment when you open up a DAV or a DAW to make sure everybody understands what I say.
Yeah, how did the three of you meet in the beginning?
I mean,
childhood friends?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's Kevin, Aaron, and myself, Felix, and another one, my brother, and at the beginning we were 4 guys, and then the one guy split up and is doing another thing right now, but Kevin and I, we're neighbors, like we know each other since I'm like around 6 or 7 years old, so it's more than 20 years. I barely could see him learning to walk, you know.
Did you listen to similar music when you were growing up?
It's funny, but not really. I would say we listen to kind of different stuff, but you know, there's like a track where both of us really enjoyed it, and this is also how you should produce music if you work in collaboration, you know. Because if everybody who's involved really likes it, it will be a good track, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What type of music were you in personally?
I mean,
when you were, like, let's say when you were 15 or 16, or when you first...
Let me think back. I think around this time, I was really into Bone Thugs and Harmony. Like, it's a group from Cleveland, Ohio.
It's a rap group,
right? From the US, it's like a hip-hop rap group. And it's four guys, and they have a group, and all of them have a solo project, and they just put out that much. If you are a big fan, you can only listen to their music all day.
And when did electronic music arrive? When did you find interest in electronic music? Is it
at the very beginning, especially like, for example, this kind of group, they weren't supposed to use all those standard 90s hip-hop instrumentals. They usually... used them like more experimental instrumentals. They also did tracks with Phil Collins and stuff. Like, usually when it got more, then the genre just like tells you what it is, you know, what it was like more than just hip hop, like a little bit influence of rock or like electronic, whatever. And I would say that it really happened in the very beginning, because we started to download programs to you know, we cracked some programs, you know, and then started to try to do any shit, you know, do anything, just like to, you know, and buy any machine, buy any synthesizer, just to do some music. And especially in the beginning, you can't really focus on stuff. You're just doing something, and then it happens. You're just gonna do some electronic music. You know what I mean?
Do you remember what programs did you use in the beginning?
Yeah, of course. It was Machina, from Native Instruments. And Ableton, Fruity Loops
and as well.
There was a very, very bad thing. It was called Hip Hop E Music Maker DJ or something. Well, that was a really, really bad one.
Right.
Yeah, but we just tried with everything, you know.
What inspired you to pick up the analog gear after that?
Especially if you work in a group. You're just not really able to hang around on one computer at the same time, you know. There's one keyboard, there's one mouse, and of course you can have some controllers, but all those surfaces from these programs won't really fit. So, you just have to use the machines, because this is the point when it gets to something like a band where people can interact, you know, and do stuff at the same time.
Was music that you made on machines or analog gear similar to what you were doing with those programs?
Yeah, wait, man. If you want, you can ask the other questions now to Kevin, because he just arrived. So he's very up to answer the other question.
Yeah, sure.
So just repeat the question. He's listening now.
Felix was just explaining that you kind of, when you started, that you kind of shifted from computer programs to analog gear. And I was wondering, was music that you were making on each similar?
Yeah, of course. It was very similar. We had the same... In the beginning, we didn't know how to express the idea of analog gear. Because we didn't know a lot about gear, but then the more we got into it, the easier it was to express ourselves.
You know, I forgot to ask Felix, did you... before you started playing together, did you go out to parties? Were you a clubber?
No. Not really. We just went to a few parties.
What was the turning point when you got into electronic music? Was there a specific moment?
The turning point was when we went to a first club and we got into electronic music, listened to different artists that made electronic music, you know? And we stopped listening to hip-hop and we started only listening to electronic music, I would say.
Felix was saying that he was listening to Bone Thugs and Harmony at some point.
We were listening to every kind of music. Like,
What for some of your...
Do you know Michael Jackson, man? He's sick.
I've heard of him before, yeah.
Yeah, man, I really like his music.
maybe we can go to, you know, your label 50 Weapons. You pretty quickly signed with 50 Weapons. I think you put out the first first 12 on their record label in 2014.
Yeah,
I'm wondering,
yeah.
How did that happen? How did you contact 50 Weapons?
We wrote them a few emails, and after some time, Gernot from Mode Selector came to our studio.
Uh-huh.
And we had the first record. It was actually the Fiat 001. We wanted to start our own label.
Mm-hmm.
And the record was lying on the floor in our studio. And he listened to it and he said, okay, he just wants to buy all the records. We had 500 of them, and he wants to buy all of them and put a 50 Weapons stamp on it.
Wow, that's a pretty cool story. Did you know Mode Selector's music before that?
We were big fans of Cosman.
Mm. Are there any other German electronic artists that you are kind of
inspired? The thing is, if we start telling names now, there's so many. I cannot tell you a name.
Right.
Just listen to all of our music, then you will hear the reference.
Right. Last year you put out your first full album, which was self-titled, and Mode Selector are featured in, I think, in the last song. And I was wondering, did they give you like any suggestions on how to put the album together? Or did you...
When we made the first album, we were also in their studio, because they were touring with Moderat. Of course, whenever we make an album, we listen to it with friends, we listen to it with other people and think about how to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think to be honest with you, when you make your first album, I don't know if it's good to have too many people telling you what to do.
Of course,
it's really important to develop your own style.
Mm-hmm.
And especially Mode Selector, they have a very... So whenever they said something, they had a good point. But we tried not to stick to it too much because we didn't want to sound like them, you know?
Can you tell us a bit about the idea behind this album from last year? What was the focus on? Did you focus on a specific thing? Because you put... there are some tracks on it that you put out earlier, but then there are also many new ones, which seems rhythmically more complex, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, with the album, it was we started making more than just plain 4-4 tracks. We started to go... We always loved breakbeat, but I think the album was a good point to put out this music, you know? It made sense to put it out on an album, because normally we made 12 inches for clubs, for DJs that like to play the records in a club, and then this was like an album that you can actually listen to at home. So yeah, we tried to make something that works on a club in the dance floor, but also in your car while you're having sex in the shower. You know what I mean?
Right. Do you enjoy making music? Do you enjoy more the work in the studio or playing live?
It's both the same, man, you know? Sometimes the live can be better. It's like when you ask me whether I prefer ice cream or pasta, you know what I mean? It's hard to compare, man.
You know, it's a bit unusual, especially nowadays. In the beginning, especially in Detroit, there were many, like, techno groups, people working together, even in a live context. But today it's a bit unusual because... But we are kind of used to solo producers. And I was wondering, what are some of the advantages of playing techno in a trio?
Yeah, one of us can always roll a joint. And also there's other advantages, man. Like,
everybody's very different, you know. Some can do some stuff better than the others. And when we combine our power...
For example, Felix can read, but I can write.
Yeah, you will play in Ljubljana on May 25th. This is going to be your first time here in Ljubljana, right?
Yeah, really sick. We're looking forward, man.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that you have a tour later in June where you will play in most of the Europe. I mean, France, Spain, Germany, yeah. Netherlands.
Yeah, man, we're on tour all the time and we never stop.
Right. Well, that is really good. And one more thing, maybe. Do you have your live setup pretty much... you know, the way you want it, or do you still work on it and still add new things? Or
man, you always learn, but I think our life set is at a point where we're very satisfied, and we just we still keep learning, you know. but we've done this for a very long time. I think we played over, 500 live gigs, you know? So it's a lot of gigs, man.
Yeah.
And you learn, in the beginning it was very different. We just had a computer, you know? And then a few years ago we started playing only with analog equipment. And yeah, and now it's...
I think it was like 2012 or 2011 when we played our like debut hardware live set at Panorama Bar. In Berlin, or 2013, 2012, around that time.
Well, great. I mean, we are looking forward to you playing here. And thanks a lot for your time.
Nice, man. We're looking forward to coming.
Tako po njegovem live debiju v Berghainovi panorami pred 7 leti in več kot 500 živimi nastopi od takrat, bomo berlinski tehnotrojec Fjak 25. maja prvič slišali tudi pri nas, ko bo skupaj z domačimi DJ-ji in producenti obeležil 29. obletnico kluba K4. S članom zasedbe Felixom in Kevinom se je pogovarjal Goran Kompoš.
Intervju Radija Študent.